This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, I can tell it's one of those moments where you show up to the doctor's office and he shows up about a second after you get there, and then you don't know what's going on. Dr. Batar, Advanced Medicine, are you with me?
I am with you, Robert. I'm always with you. You know that.
You had me just a little bit nervous. You were so busy right as we're trying to go to air. I'm like, I hope he finishes whatever he's doing because we're going to air no matter what. So here we are.
Yeah, I'm here with you. Thank you for giving me that flexibility, knowing that I was going to be there when the ball was shot up to slam it through, okay?
Absolutely, my friend. By the way, safe journey home. Obviously, last week you were in Bethlehem, or 2 weeks? I can't even follow because I didn't sleep much. I got in at like 4 in the morning. I was supposed to get in at like 11:30 at night, so delays beyond belief. So I'm leaning on you and Super Don heavily this second hour. I'm just warning you.
No problem. I actually got in last night myself and came in from a direct flight from Rome. The Middle East was awesome. I actually spent some time in Petra, got some amazing pictures, had no idea how amazing Petra was. I didn't realize it was considered one of the 7 wonders of the world, and pretty amazing trip.
Well, I can't wait to see the pictures. Now, we had talked about the fact that you may have meetings with Ministry of Health officials some more. I don't know if there's anything you can reveal to us. I realize a lot of this stuff is behind the scenes because before it rolls out to the public wherever it is. But we're always curious as advanced medicine makes its inroads into places we thought it would never reach.
Well, there's a lot of interest. I had a very interesting conversation with the wife of the Deputy Minister of Health, who I met a couple of years ago, and she's actually an immunologist herself and leads a pretty well-known lab that provides services in a number of different Middle Eastern countries besides Jordan. And being an immunologist, obviously the issue of the vaccines would be an interesting topic, as you can imagine. And we started having a little discussion about the vaccines, and she told me of her daughter who just recently had a baby and what the doctors were telling her daughter to do with the baby as far as the vaccination. She told the daughter she didn't agree with that, and the primary care physician or the pediatrician, I guess it was, told the immunologist, you know, the grandmother now, the baby's grandmother, the immunologist I was talking with, tells her that no, this is the right thing, and you know you need to give these vaccines, and so she's saying, you know, I just really didn't feel right, and she said, but you know, I'm an immunologist. So I said, okay, let's talk from an immunology perspective, and we went through the whole thing, and by the end of the conversation, which took about 20 minutes, she was outraged. She was like, you know, this is ridiculous, because I'm asking, okay, tell me what are antibodies are effective in a newborn child, and she says, well, none, they're all based upon, you know, the mother. And I said, right. And which immunoglobulin are we talking about? And she looks at me like I'm an idiot, of course, because she's an immunologist. She said, well, IgM, of course. And I said, yes, exactly. So now we're relying on the maternal immunity to help this baby. So then I went through the hepatitis B, and, you know, I'm asking the questions because I know these questions. I know the answers to them.
Socratic method, Dr. Batar. Yes. I love this. I love this, where this is going, and the fact that she was rolling with you on this and got to that point.
Absolutely.
But keep telling me the journey. I'm loving it.
Okay, so hepatitis, you know, I asked her, so let's talk about different things like hepatitis B. She goes, well, yeah, that's kind of, you know, we know hepatitis B is probably not important. I said, probably not important. And she's looking at me. I said, okay, look, why don't you tell me what the patient population is hepatitis B necessary for? She says, well, safe. And then she says, like, promiscuous people you're talking about? I said, okay, prostitutes. You know, she's thinking drug users. I said, right, IV drug users. And what else? She's kind of getting stuck. And I say, well, how about healthcare providers? Because we're dealing with these type of patients. And she says, exactly, healthcare providers. And I ask her, how often does a hepatitis B booster need to be given? What's the minute? She says, 10 years. And I said, okay. And also, we know that when you give hepatitis B, how many shots do you need to be given to get the primary immune system, the primary immunity going, supposedly based upon hepatitis B titers when they're drawn, how many shots? And she said, usually three, which is, you know, that's standard. So I said, okay, now, are we really concerned that our newborn baby, within the first 10 years of life, because it's only going to be good for 10, is going to become an IV drug user, a prostitute, or a healthcare provider before they turn 10 years of age? And she's, you know, she's looking at me like, holy.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know what I can say.
Thank you for holding off on that second word. But yes, exactly. You brought her through a journey in 10 minutes that some don't achieve in a lifetime, Dr. Bitar. That is absolutely fantastic. And did you go through any other shots with her?
Well, we started there, but I don't think I needed to say any more because at that point she was like, you know, wait a second. Well, and I told her, I said, if we end up doing something in Jordan, can I expect you to support what we're doing and with the vaccine? And she, before I could even finish the sentence, she said, absolutely. You will have all the support from me and my circle of influence that you can possibly get. And she kind of gave me that look, you know, because the deputy minister of health is her husband. But he's also the person that was the one who brought this up to me about the number of refugees from Syria and from Libya and from Iraq that have come into Jordan. And this refugee population has an extremely high level of autism. And we had this discussion back in 2015 when I was in the Middle East. So he was the one who actually thought about this issue and we didn't talk about vaccinations as much, but he knew that it's based upon some of the things that we have created. When I say we, I mean the medical community has created iatrogenically. So, you know, the problem is you can have some of the people at the highest level. I mean, look at our own government. You've got Trump, who talked about the vaccine issue from his platform running for president, one of his most, probably the most valid issue he talked about, and they try to paint him into this corner as a crazy man for talking about the autism vaccine link. So we've got the highest level of governmental official that understands and recognizes this issue, but to implement that on a public health level, it's quite a different story.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we can have the support, but that doesn't necessarily mean whether we'll have
The machinery in the public health sector is, man, it's on automatic pilot, and it could come grinding to a halt if people get out of the collectivist mindset in which it operates. Because I've said this, you don't get sick as a group, you don't get well as a group. You get sick as an individual, you get well as an individual. Public health, the only thing I can give credit to that concept is, well, if we improve in a general sense the sanitation, sewage, and hygiene of any given area, and also nutrition. But it still impacts each individual on an individual basis, but they collectivize it. And they say, oh my gosh, if we do not give shots to X percent, like 94%, then the shots don't work. Pay no attention to the fact that I just said this. Let's just ramp up the numbers so we have this nonsensical concept of herd immunity in terms of induced via vaccination artificially. Again, bring that into the immunologist world and, you know, point out that there's a distinct difference between a so-called disease burning itself out within a community or population naturally versus trying to inject it away. It's a completely different thing, and they often conflate the two and can't see the difference.
Yeah, and I think that's probably where the biggest problem lies. But I don't even know, Robert. I mean, that's based upon somebody who actually has a true desire to advance the issue as opposed to somebody who knowingly is complicit with the issue as the vaccines are causing a problem and still will try to make an argument that we should continue using it. In other words, somebody being complicit versus somebody who really truly doesn't know and is trying to do the right thing. There's two different aspects here. And so in the political realm, when we're talking about some of these governmental agencies, some of them truly may think that they're doing the right thing. They have no idea. Whereas others knowingly, like the office of the world, are being complicit with the crime that's being committed, essentially.
Or Senator Richard Dickey Pan, who now wants to suppress freedom of speech in California. because it's in opposition to his religious worldview of vaccines as sacrament and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Now, we can talk, and like you did, you engaged on an intellectual and even a medical discussion, immunological level, with the wife of the health minister, who is an immunologist. That was fantastic. And I love doing that because people have intellectual integrity. They'll roll with you on it. And they'll go, okay, because they're really in it, I believe, for the right reasons. And they show themselves at that moment, whether they are or they aren't. Now, we talk about the political animal aspect of this. And there, no matter how much science we throw back at them, it's going to be ignored. This has been the case. They just yell and scream at you. So we have to take it to a deeper place. And I've said this with religious belief, the First Amendment, which Dickie Pan is trying to suppress in California. We have to keep pushing the fact that we have autonomy, religious, spiritual autonomy, to decide what is right for us and our family, our children. And the government doesn't get to make that decision. The doctor doesn't get to make that decision. And there's an interesting article at Natural Blaze, Catherine Frompovich, who's doing some great writing. She says, parallels between the civil rights movement and denials of self-determination regarding vaccines. And I always try to remind folks about this, that, you know, we can get lost in the science, which I dig, I like it, you like it, but some people aren't going to respond to the science. And we've got to push back on the freedom issue. That's why I say health, freedom, healing, liberty is a fundamental issue, a spiritual issue, and nothing less than that. Until people get there, they can be manipulated into the scientific realm and then yelled at and shouted down, and they don't succeed where we can.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I saw that email, actually, that came out as well, and didn't read the whole thing, but yes, it's an interesting argument to make, the similarities between the civil rights movement and the vaccination issue. And this kind of comes back to, Robert, the point that you made earlier on, and something that was going through my head as we were just speaking. When you start looking at things like civil rights, and you start looking at where we were 50 years ago and what the stance was 50 years ago, and today where we are, and there's so many advances that have been made, and yet, despite those advances, there are still certain fundamental issues that still rear their ugly heads. So it's taken a long time, and even to this day, we don't have all the civil rights issues taken care of. So to kind of bring it home into my perspective, to kind of give you an idea, here I am. My youngest is 13. Now, I'm basically out of that window of having to fight for my own children's vaccination issues or to prevent them from getting these vaccines. And here comes the college, where Abby is right now, got a letter, not from the college, but from the Department of Public Health, saying that Abby needs his vaccines and they won't exempt him.
Okay, stand by. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Yeah, I want to talk about that because, again, they're up in the ages, and people like our good friend Dr. Sherry Tempany have been warning us about this. They're coming after you, adults, too. Don't think you're out of this. More advanced medicine with Dr. Mattar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, each week at this time, we go outside the box. No, we don't. We go advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And we're doing it right now on the vaccine issues we love to discuss because, you know, listen, we can handle, you know, the barbs thrown at us, the names that we're called. We know we are on the right side of history and the right side of right now. And we had Brian Hooker, a good friend who you know very well as well, Dr. Bitar, last hour, talking about vaccine autism denialism, still rearing its ugly head. And now you're dealing with kids growing up, as am I, and my kids have never been touched by the vaccine needle. I would not let a doctor near them with those things, and yet they're getting to college age, right? Now, my son wants to be a gunsmith, so it doesn't lend itself to what they call traditional liberal arts colleges. We even checked in on one 14-month program for gunsmithing, and we asked the question, do you require vaccines upon entry? He's like, no, what are you asking us that for? That's the craziest thing ever. So the gunsmiths don't give a flip. At least somebody's got common sense. But these liberal arts or even medical-type colleges, I guess it's a different story, and that's what you were beginning to tell us, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, so basically the university that my son is attending almost finished his freshman year. He's got a couple, you know, another month and a half, and then school will be over. His freshman year will be behind him, but there's this issue about his vaccination records. And of course, we provided what we had. They said, well, we need the complete shot record. We said, we need to get that from the hospital. The hospital has no record of it. So basically, we told them that he had that history and, you know, just the normal thing that I've always done, the normal exemption that was signed by another physician, et cetera, et cetera. And the Department of Public Health in North Carolina sent a notification saying that he was exempted from the MMR vaccine, but all the rest of the vaccines were mandated, and he would have to take them. And I just happened to have had a bad day that day. I'm in the clinic as this letter comes in.
Yes.
And I told my office manager who brought it to me, and she was kind of like wincing already because she knew this was going to be ugly.
Uh-huh.
I said, get him on the line for me. She tries to get the doctor on the line from the Department of Public Health, and of course I get a voicemail. And I left. I don't even remember what kind of message I left, but I know it was pretty nasty. I wanted her personal address so I could file a lawsuit against her and the Department of Public Health, because anybody who thought that they were going to put a vaccine into my son who testified in front of the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness after a vaccine injury, if they thought that they were going to put a vaccine, inject him with the vaccine, I told them, you know, to me this is no different than you threatening my son with assault, and I will sue you and spend every dime that I have in my pocket to make sure that the world knows what you're trying to do and that nobody touches him with anything, with any kind of vaccine. So I haven't heard back from them yet. I have not heard back from them. I left my personal cell phone number,
yes.
Left my email address, and I said, I want this information so that I can, I'm done with talking to you people. I'm just going to file a lawsuit against you guys, and you do whatever. And I don't know whether she's thinking I'm a crazy person and hasn't responded, or because she's scared and she hasn't responded, or whether they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with this crazy person that called. But the point is that, again, it comes down to, at what point are you going to deal with idiocy? Either you can deal with idiocy by arguing with the wall, or you just tell them that if you take the next step forward, I'm going to punch you in the face because I'm tired of this crap. I mean,
yeah.
My son's 19 years old. It's a matter of public record. It's a congressional.
It's on the congressional record, in other words. It goes all the way up to the federal level.
Right. I mean, what happened with him and what happened and the results of it, and they're still trying to say that they're going to mandate a vaccine? Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, folks, this is kind of the stand your ground law. You know, they talk about it with firearms. There's no difference here in defense of your children or defense of your own body. That you have to be willing to have the posture that they know they take their lives into their own hands should they proceed to assault or threaten you with assault and battery with a potentially deadly weapon. And that is a vaccine, and that is reality. That is not hyperbole. And so your posture, of course, you have a background in the martial arts, Dr. Batar. You have, you've been in the military. People might say, well, I can't do what Dr. Batar does, right? But what do you say to them?
I mean, it's very simple. It has no relevance what you've done or who you are. It's whether or not you're willing to fight for your child. I watched a video that my son, Rahan, showed me on YouTube, and it was a remarkable video. It showed a little baby deer or like an antelope that's in a creek. I don't know if you saw it, not a creek, in a riverbed. And you see these alligators just making a beeline for this baby, right? And then the video was captioned, it's the love of a mother. Then you see the mother antelope leap into the riverbed in between the baby and the alligator, sacrificing herself so that the baby had enough time to get away.
Yeah. Yeah, are you willing to stand up? Yeah,
it's
are you willing to stand up for those you love and defend them with everything you got on the vaccine issue? That question hasn't been fully answered for everybody, but we'll continue talking next.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. One of those hours very special because Dr. Bitar is here doing advanced medicine. And medicalrewind.com has been the place for many years where you can go directly there. Advancedmedicine.com is expanding that into many other things. And those links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And when we do this live, we go on, guess what? YouTube. So those of you watching on YouTube, you had a bonus Q&A session with Dr. Bitar. That's right. Go to RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, and the full archives are there in that regard, even off the air. And you get to hear a good question about chelating for mercury and things that aren't doing the job enough. And with that, we're going to go into another question of the day. I think that's what we call it here. In fact, yes, we do.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one is directed to the point, Dr. Bitar, from Tex. We'd expect nothing less from Tex. Is the PSA test, if the TSA test... Now, you see, this is where I've lost it. I can't even read it. Super Don, you read it for me. I need to take a nap.
Okay. All right, what am I reading here? The question,
the question
from Jacinta?
Yes. No, from Tex.
Oh, from Tex. All right, hold on. My computer crashed a few minutes ago, so...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
While
Robert's taking a nap, and while Susan's getting his computer going, I can tell a joke.
Something. Okay, go ahead.
I'm kidding.
I got it here. Okay. All right, so Tex wrote in, and he says, if the PSA test is not a true test for cancer, could you please tell me what test is trustworthy for the little floating boogers?
That's an interesting way to put it, the little floating boogers.
Is that nasal cancer that he's worried about there? Sinus cancer?
Boogers in his prostate. I don't know. But
okay.
The PSA test has been debunked. It's not specific to the prostate. Women can have high PSA. What does that tell you? So, Dr. Bitar, this is a good question, actually. It's like, are there legitimate tests, and who's giving them for, quote-unquote, determining cancer or not?
Well, this is a million-dollar question. So the OncoBlock was a very popular test. In fact, we were among the first three doctors in the United States to start using the OncoBlock. Right now, there is an issue with it. The technology was sold to a Chinese company, and they're trying to automate it, from what I understand. And so it's not readily available in the U.S. right now. There are other countries where it is available. And I am able to use it on a limited basis with some of my patients if I need it. But it's not readily available to people in the United States right now. It was, as you know, Robert. We actually covered this on the show about 4 or 5 years ago. A standard thing that I use with all my patients that have since 1997, so actually 21 years now, is the lymphocyte subpopulation. And that's a standard test that any doctor can obtain. It starts looking at the various levels of the lymphocytes, which are the white blood cells. It starts looking at the subpopulations, looks at CD3, CD4, CD8, looks at the natural killer cells, which is CD16, CD56, looks at the B lymphocytes, which are what are responsible for creating the antibodies, that's the CD19. And you start looking at where these lymphocytes are, what their levels are, what their relative ranges are in reference to each other, meaning that there may be normal reference range, but then the ratio may be off in conjunction with one of the other lymphocytes. And so you start looking at these numbers. If a natural killer cell level, the CD16, CD56 count is low and the natural killer cell activity is low, that's pretty clear that you've got a picture of cancer going on. Even if there's no diagnosable cancer per se, there's a cancer that's there. You just can't see it right now on the MRI or in the CT scan or in the, you know, whatever the case may be. Natural killer cells and natural killer cell activity being that low, being, you know, subtherapeutic, it's only a matter of time. So basically I look at the level of the immune function in the body to determine if somebody has a predisposition to getting cancer or not. When I say predisposition, I mean the setup for cancer. You cannot have cancer if your immune system is intact. If somebody's immune system is intact, you may end up having other problems, but you're not going to get cancer. Mm-hmm. If, however, your immune system is not intact, you are ripe for getting cancer, because cancer cannot occur in an immune system that is intact. If it's damaged, if it's non-functional, then and only then can you get cancer. So now, we look at the immune system.
Right. And Dr. Bitar, has anybody ever said to you, hey, can I get through this treatment thing you're doing for me and go back to living the way I lived before, because I really like that?
I think that they know that I would dismiss them from my practice, discharge them from the practice before they could even finish that sentence, because to me, it's an absolute waste of time. You know, there's an old saying, if you piss in the wind, you're going to get wet. Can I say that in there?
Yeah, you're fine with that. Just don't do it. So, if you say it, don't do it.
Just start. Exactly. Well, that's the thing. If you do that, you're just going to get wet. So why waste your time, money, effort in doing something that is going to result in no result, you know?
Right. So here's my next leap from there is, all right, a man asks a question about the PSA, realizes it's a bunk test, but may still have concerns about the prostate. Like a lot of men as they're aging in our Western world do have issues, although we know it's one of the slowest moving forms of cancer and you'll end up dying of something else that has nothing to do with the prostate cancer. But, you know, knowing that, whether it is cancer or isn't, how would you live you know, if you perceive that you were suffering from cancer, should it or would it be different than if you weren't? In other words, if you lived the lifestyle we would espouse based on what we know causes cancer, why would you, you know, wait for the cancer diagnosis? I guess this is a, you know, existential question. Everybody's different. Like, I decided to live differently at 24 because I saw my future. I didn't like what I saw based on my history. And, you know, if someone asks this, it's like, I'm only going to live the clean lifestyle if, you know, I get a definitive cancer test that tells me I actually have it. Then I'm going to change, right? And I don't know if that's where this is coming from in this question from Tex, but I have a sense that there's people out there that ask it in that way.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point that you're bringing up, Robert, because this comes back to the nine steps. You know, people doing the nine steps, and we did the little in-house study with about 60 patients over a six-month period before the book came out to see how many people saw benefit from just implementing those nine steps, or the first eight of the nine steps, which were, you know, you don't need a doctor for them. That's the title of the book, Nine Steps to Get the Doctor Away. And we had 86% of all symptomology reported by that group of people resolve in less than 6 months just from implementing those steps, which you didn't need any medication or prescription or, you know, visits to doctors or any treatment per se. Now, what was interesting is when those symptoms started coming back, some of those people, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, the symptoms would start coming back, and we'd start talking to them. And my interview with the patient would be, well, have you been continuing with the first step? Well, most of the time, Dr. Tarki, how about the second time? You know, I try to. What about the third one? You know, I'm trying to drink as much water. I'm occasionally exercising. I only do it maybe once a week now. All these things just started, you know, they had dwindled off. They had kind of backed up. And so my question is, well, why did you slow it down? Why did you stop? And the answer is always, well, I got better. I got better, so I didn't think I needed it anymore. So they did those steps. They got better. And then because they got better, they stopped doing it. And then symptoms start coming back, and they don't understand. So you have to understand that this, you do these things to get better, but if you stop doing them, you will get back worse. I mean, why people don't do people have no problem comprehending doing an oil change from a preventive level in their car,
mm-hmm.
but they don't seem to understand that the body, being an ultimate piece of machinery, doesn't need that much maintenance. I mean, none of this stuff costs money. Walking 3 miles a day does not cost you any money, you know. I was going to say, well, drinking water doesn't cost you money, but actually drinking water is more expensive than gasoline.
Yeah, if you buy it by the bottle, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But the point being that these steps in the book, and I'm not talking about the book, but just the lifestyle that you were talking about, Robert, like this question about, you know, I only want to implement these changes in my life if I know that I don't have cancer. Well, if you lead the right life, unfortunately, you can lead the perfect life and still become a victim, or still become susceptible to cancer, because you often can't control the air that you're breathing. You can't necessarily control some of the things that are happening in the food system. Whole foods is a perfect example. Everybody thought they were getting whole foods. You know, whole foods, everything's organic, and yet they found out that they had genetically modified foods that they were selling as organic.
Right.
So that's another thing that... We try to do the right things, but we're still being exposed to certain things that aren't good for us. But it certainly will increase your chances of living a longer and healthier life if you follow certain principles of diet, nutrition, and exercise, and water consumption, and stress management, and laughter, and in the nine steps that we basically talk about in the book. But the point being, if you just talk about lifestyle, Robert, as you were just alluding to,
yes,
understand that doing certain things allows you to get to a certain level. It's not a destination that we're going for. It's the journey of doing it on a continuous basis that's going to allow us to achieve what our goal is.
Yeah.
By thinking of it as a destination, I get to X point X and now I'm done. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, as long as you got this body, it operates by certain rules laid down to us by the Creator. You get to figure it out. And if you, let's say, ignore them, deny them, you know, those consequences are there, not because the Creator's mad at you. That's not how I perceive it. It's just like, hey, those were the rules. You didn't do it. What did you expect, right? You see a little Rodney Dangerfield thing going on. Well, there's no respect here, right, for the rule. But you've got to apply them. The nine steps to keep the doctor away has those rules in them. You know, we wrote about it with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. We give you these insights, these tips to live differently. Then the test becomes almost irrelevant because you know you're creating or out-creating that which was, let's say, subjugated, you were subjugated to, this victim consciousness, like it's all genetic, or it's 90% genetic, 97%, when it may be 5 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 or 0. In fact, epigenetics indicates that you change your belief. Whatever you thought your destiny was can alter at the snap of a finger almost. So the power you have to heal, which is a theme here, is a very real thing. All we're doing by our conversation often is revealing it so that you can apply those insights in your own life in your own way and see that this stuff really works. And if it doesn't, yeah, turn the dial. But we keep gaining new listeners because it's working.
Well, I was also going to add that right before I left my trip to the Middle East, I had attended a conference. And even though intuitively I knew this and I've been incorporating this into my practice, the emotional aspect, in fact, is the fifth toxicity. Robert, you and I have been talking about the fifth toxicity for I don't know how long, but the fifth toxicity being the emotional psychological aspect. The seminar that I went to showed a technique of how to reduce or eliminate some of these issues, and I cannot tell you, words don't justify what I saw myself and what I actually experienced myself with just dealing with some of these emotional issues. Some, most of the time, not even recognizing we had emotional issues. But how physical pain was altered, and it was pretty dramatic, to the point that even with MRI scans, you could see the changes in the brain chemistry.
Yeah. That's advanced medicine, folks. It's not the future of medicine. It's the medicine of now and forever. Are you practicing? Are you living it? That's what I believe we're encouraging you to do. Dr. Batar's rocking the health world for the better, and we appreciate him here. We got one more segment to go, Advanced Medicine. Again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Go to advancedmedicine.com as well. Lots to learn.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Bachar. And I'm still standing. We should play I'm Still Standing. After all, you know, I shouldn't be, but here I am. And Dr. Bachar propping me up. Super Don propping me up. Brian Hooker last hour propping me up. I feel like, man, you guys are helping me out here. I appreciate that very much. Dr. Bachar, I will be in Atlanta. I know that's a little closer to you. I don't know if you're going to be around, but April 21st, 22nd for the Alive Expo at the Cobb Center. It's near the new Braves Stadium, so I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday. And folks, if you want to get in for free, there are links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Love to see my friends up there in Atlanta. I haven't been back for a long time, so that'll be awesome. Dr. Bachar, do you have a lot of trips coming up too?
Nothing for the – well, I'll be towards the end of April. We've got a couple of trips, but not open for the public events or anything like that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
All right. Well, no problem. Listen, we've got three stories that we kind of covered on the break, but I want to bring it back out now. It was about psychiatry. SSRIs, people are on them. They figured out, oh, my gosh, I can't get off of them. They thought it would be a temporary thing. There's a big story about that. Also, antidepressants given during pregnancy, how it impacts the brain health and neurological health of the offspring, of the child. And then the third one, which apparently, Dr. Bachar, you and I are able to open it at the Wall Street Journal's website, and it goes into food that helps to battle depression. And you know, the two words put together not often, nutritional psychiatry, were mentioned again. We've seen that recently. And they acknowledge the role of whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, grains, all of these things, reversing or even preventing what they call depression. And you elaborated on that and went, well, this is what it really means, and it's much bigger.
Yeah, basically that those things that they mentioned in that article that you sent me from the Wall Street Journal, that, and I don't know, Robert, do you think it's worth reading that paragraph? Should I read that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it says, psychiatrists and therapists don't often ask this question, but a growing body of research over the past decade shows that a healthy diet, which is described as high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, and unprocessed lean red meat, can prevent depression, and an unhealthy diet, high in processed food and refined foods, increases the risk for the disease in everyone, including children and teens. So my point that I made was very simple, that it's actually not that it would high in a diet that's high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, and unprocessed lean red meat can prevent depression. It can also prevent cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, et cetera, et cetera. It'll basically reduce the chances of any pathology. And an unhealthy diet high in processed foods and refined foods will lead to various types of pathology. So what they're talking about is very valid, but it's not the results aren't isolated just to depression, but rather it's all-encompassing to the entire physiological system. Essentially, you are optimizing physiology when you put in clean, healthy, unadulterated substances into your body from a nutritionist basis, and you limit the amount of processed, toxic, whatever other things that you may be ingesting. And it makes sense. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you have a machine and you put good things in it and don't put the bad things in it, the machine will work better and last longer. I mean, that's what it basically comes down to.
Well, and we still get those that would argue that, well, I've done everything right, and you referenced this earlier in this hour. I've done everything right, and I still ended up sick. I still got cancer, right? But again, that belies the fact that you don't look back far enough into the history of your own ancestors. Recent, I mean, parents, grandparents, all of these things. In homeopathy, we talk about miasms, but we can talk in terms of toxicity burdens that are passed on generation to generation, nutritional deficiencies that are passed. And so, you know, your starting points are different, each one of us. And as I said, I was the canary in the coal mine of Generation X, having gotten all of my old age diseases out of the way first. Didn't know that's what was happening initially, but changing my lifestyle, it changed my future. It altered the so-called genetic blueprint of my life, the predetermined life that people in genetics used to say was, well, it's all about that.
Right. And Robert, I'd like to, I don't know how much time we have, but I'd like to give an example of somebody that, you know, it's a great story.
We got about 30 seconds, so good luck.
All right. So we had a patient, he's actually on the cancer DVD. He's a physician from Michigan. And he ended up actually having cancer. He had been on ESPN and winning the seniors bodybuilding competition, all natural, great shape, you know. Just, he was all around, did everything right. Came back to finding out that when he was growing up in Chicago, in the inner city, he had been inhaling the sparks from the raid cans. And so anyway, it goes back, you have to go way back to find out where a person got toxic. And so
exactly.
Your point.
Beautifully said, Dr. Bitar, and you nailed the 30 seconds. Now, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.